Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Chadash, the Maral Prague on the Megillus Esther, beautiful Sefer. Shiur should be a special schuz for Simcha ben Echagittel, for David Avram ben Maritz Hena Miriam, for Naomi Sarbas Maritz Hena Miriam, Haim Bechol Anil v'Maleim, Lina Nishmas, Fraim bat Shmuel, ben Shmuel. It says in Perek Aleph Pasuk Yud Bayom HaShvi, Ketov Lev HaMelech Bayoyin, on the seventh day, when the king's heart was good with wine. Amar LeMehuman Bezisa Charvona, etc., etc. Bigsa V'Avaksa Zesar V'Chakas Shevas Esarisim. He said to his seven people who served him to bring Vashti to the Seuda to show people her beauty. So it says, "Beyom Hashvi Ketov Lev HaMelech B'Yayin B'Kosha." Lama Tzrich Lichtov Beyom Hashvi? What does it have to tell us? It's the seventh day of the party. Yeze Yom Sheyirta. Let it be any day. V'Nir Shebaloi Marki Kol Inyan HaMegillah Hazos L'Haya B'Migra. The whole Megillah was not by chance. Rakol Davra Haya Kasher Roy Lios. Everything was as it was supposed to be. Ki hashvi roi shia tov lev hamelech ki roi yom hazeh ba'atzmo el hashvi b'yayin. Because the seventh day is fitting that the heart of the king should be good with wine. That's the way it should be. B'zeh ki shvi milashon svi'a. The seventh day is lashon svi'a, shvi'i. The shin is the same as the sin, so it's mora ala svia, satisfaction, being satiated. It says in Tehillim, "Sova smochos es panech," and Chazal Darshan in the Gemara in Erech and Yud Gimel Amid Beis, "Kinor shel mikdash shel sheven nimin haya, shenemar sova smochos altikri, sovea ela sheva," and we see that the Gemara Darshan's seven to be satisfying. Sova is satisfying, and the Gemara Darshan's seven. So the two words are related. Also, Sheva relates to the word Shefa, which is bounty. So the Maral continues, says, "Mipnei shemispar hazeh yesh bo sviya v'ein bo chisaron." So this number has satiation, and it has no lacking. V'zeh bi'arnu b'kama mekoymus, ki aguf agash miyesh lo shishat stadim, heim amala v'amata v'adalid ruchos. The human body has six directions: above, below, and the four: north, south, east, and west. So up, down, north, south, east, and west. And this is big yesod of the Maharal, that every guf gashmi has six sides. V'dayin eino sheva, ki od yesh bo shvi, v'hu kineged nukudem tzai. So how do you get the seventh? That's the nukudem tzai, that's the middle point. V'yaza misbar hazeh, sheva shu kineged shishat stadim, v'emsi shbeinem, v'eino tchisar. Then it's sheva, then it's Saveya, because that is when the all six sides have their Nakuda Hemtsais. Maral says in the Sefer Derech Chaim, Misbar Shiva Moral Madregash Mischaber Biyachar Agashmi Ubilti Gashmi. Viadur Misbar Shiva can I get Shesh Ksabas Vemtsais, Junikra Hechalakodish Shabinam. But there is a Yadur Al Anavonim, Ki Misbar Shevu can I get Shesh Ksabas Vehechalakodish Shabinam. So you have the six sides, which are Gashmias, and then the seventh is, this is all Kabbalah, is the Hechal HaKodesh, this holy point in the middle. That's why God completed his world on the seventh day. The world was satisfied, the world was satiated, the world was complete. and there was no longer a chisaron, there was no longer a lacking in the world. So the seventh day, it's not just by chance it was seven, the seventh day is the day of Hashlam, is the day of Svi, is the day of completion. Shabbos is a Hashlam to the world. Ulamala Pirashni Kiroya Hashlamas Asudav Yamashvi Shu Shabbos Kidla'el. And he says that this Su'uda was, the Hashlamas Su'uda was on the seventh day. And that's Shabbos. It's not just the seventh day of the Su'uda, but it's also Shabbos. Aval Rizal, Parakam and the Megillah, but the rabbis in the first parak of Megillah, Darshu b'yom ha'shvi k'tov lev ha'melech b'yayin adu ad yom ha'shvi lo tov lev ha'melech. What, until the seventh day, his heart wasn't good with wine, he wasn't drinking until then. Amar Rava yom ha'shvi Shabbos haya, she'Yisrael lochlem v'shosem aschilim b'divrei Torah b'ribu shiris v'shis b'achos. Avalu m'solon shochlem v'shosem aschilim el divrei tiflis. So Rava said, the seventh day was Shabbos. The Jewish people, what do we do on Shabbos? We eat, we drink, we say Divrei Torah, we say Shiras V'Sishbachos. But the Umas Olam, they eat, they drink, and they speak nonsense. And so too in the suit of that Russia, what were they talking about? The Gemara says, they were arguing, who's prettier? Are these girls prettier, or are those girls prettier? Midayos Nos, Parsios Nos. These girls, you like the Norwegian girls, you like the this girls, the that girls. They were arguing over which nation has the prettiest girls. Amar Lama Achashverosh. Kli shani mishtamesh bo ein lo madai velo parsi ela kazdi. I have a girl. She's from Kazdi. She's not a madai. She's not a Median girl. She's not a Parsi Persian girl. She's a Kazdi girl. They're all Sephardi girls, but she's a Kazdi girl. You want to see her? She's mamish beautiful. So they said to him, yeah, but provided that she's not wearing clothing. Why? The way you act is the way it's act to, God acts towards you. Vashti would bring the Jewish girls, and she would strip them naked, and she would do the b'dem aloch on Shabbos. And therefore, it was nigzar on Vashti that she should be nishchetes aruma b'Shabbos, that she should be slaughtered naked on Shabbos. Why? Because she would unclothe her girls who worked for her and make them do malach on Shabbos, her Jewish girls. V'hainu d'chsiv zachar as Vashti v'esesher asasa v'esesher nigzar alei. Remembered Vashti. He remembered what he did. He remembered what was nigzar aleha. V'hinei gam razal mefarshim ki yom ha'shvi roi la'ashlama. D'im ken yikshalam l'chalama haya zeh b'yom ha'shabbos im mishum ki davar zeh melam yitzchus al Yisrael v'chi lo haya gam ken yitzchus zeh af shelo haya zeh b'shabbos kevan shem ochem v'shosem aschilim v'dabar divrei tiflos v'Yisrael ein osim kach rak razal bo lomar ki yom ha'shvi hu miyuchad la'ashlama v'kach ne'amar ketov lev ha'melech kevan shekol suras ha'melech ha'chashverosh v'shvil she'i adam mushlam v'yom ha'shvi shu shabbos hu miyuchad la'ashlama. So what's this yom ha'shvi? This Yom HaShvi is not just to learn Schus on the Jewish people, that we eat and drink and we speak Divrei Torah Shiras V'Shiras Bachos, and the Umas HaOlam are talking about how good looking the girls are, but we have this Schus even for word Shabbos. So Chazal are telling us that the seventh day is Miyuchad LaHashlama, for perfection. This is the day we want to reach perfection. The day to reach perfection is Shabbos, as the Maharal talks about in many places, and therefore it's Shabbos Mei Olam Haba, which is a place of perfection. And therefore it says, Ketov Lev HaMelech, Kesudas HaChashverosh, he says, was Kedei Shiyada Mushlam. As the Maharal says earlier on, Ki Kol Davrish Haya B'Suda Zos Haya B'lo Chisaron. Everything in this Suda was without a Chisaron. So since this had to be the perfect Seuda, it makes sense that this whole story happened now on Shvi, which is the day of perfection, which is the day of Hashlama. V'nasi b'yom hazeh ma'aseh Vashti, she'amru lahavi lefneihem Vashti, ki tachas Hashlama se'umos, dvarim gufnim ki umos hem gufnim ba'atzmam. So since their focus is on the body, so on the seventh day he said to bring him Vashti, because that is his Hashlama beguf. V'lekach kasher hem agiyim la'ashlamasam hem dveikim begufnim legamrei. When they reach their Hashlama, they go to the world of the gufni, because they're looking for their physical pleasures. Hachilom in Parsim v'chule, aval Yisrael. Hachilom in Parsim. So then they're talking about who's the best looking girl. What nation has the prettiest girls? Aval Yisrael Hashlamasim Hu HaTorah Elokis. But our Hashlama is the Torah, and therefore the Torah is given on Shabbos, which is the day of Hashlama. Ki kol echad ve'echad Hashlamasu l'fi mashehu. U'mbnei kach ba, so everybody's Hashlama comes according to what he is. So if you're in the world of Guf, so then your Hashlama is b'mchina gufanit. And if you're person's a neshama, then your Hashlama is the neshama. So for us, the Hashlama is Shabbos, because our nation, like the Maharal says, by us the Iker is the neshama. Ki Hashlama is gufnis, k'mo zos dovek bo ahe der, v'hu ha-satan, v'lekach higia ma'ise Vashti. And therefore came the Hariga of Vashti as a result of the Seuda v'Achashverosh. Vashti was killed because when you have Hashlama Gufnis, there's going to be a Header. Like he says later on, V'achila v'shtia shi gufnis Hashlama zos hi la'odam ad she'ein chaser od achila v'shtia v'atava gufnis. You have this lacking when you have the Hashlama. That was a person has Hashlama in the bodily matters, that brings him to the world of Header, of lacking. Says the Maharal, Gilu Chachamim Masha Amrua Imatsu Yetzahar Nitan Ba'adam Mishal Shiyatza Lavir Olam V'lo Kodim Shiyatza Lavir Olam Ki Yetzahar Header Shadavak Ben Avraim Zanitan Ba'adam Kasher Kvar Hushlam V'yatza Lavir Olam Shazu Shalim Begufo Davik Bohader. Aval Kodim Shiyatza Lavir Olam V'lo Nishlam Ein Davik Bohader. Shere Muchan Lios Nishlam Od. Rakacha Shanishlam Az Davik Bohader V'udavar Baru. So the Yetzahara comes after the person comes out into the world, not before. His Yetzahara is Header. And that's when a person has his Shlemus and his Guf. Then he gets the Header. Then he gets this lacking. And that's what it says in Yalkut Shimoni, Vayeshu Lecho, Vinerocho Yisishma Limba, Lo Kilkul Ashvata, Maitocha Chila Vishtia. When he had this Hashlama Gufnis, they were Makalkel. Vayeshav Yisrael Beshitim, Vayachalam Liznos, Ein Klala Rak Mitoch Yeshiva, Klala Dover, Ki Mitoch Shadim, Vishlem as Gufu, as Dovak Bo Herder, Velokin Kasher Adam Rob Atzmu Vichisaron. So when you see yourself as a Chisaron, then you look for Shlemus. And then you're lacking, then you don't have this hair there, this lacking clinging to you. This hair there is this chisaron, this terrible chisaron ruchni. So when you're reaching the shleimus, so then you're too busy trying to reach shleimus for the hair there gufni to. If you're not in shleimus gufnis, then there's no hair there, there's no lacking. But when a person says to Maharal has shleimus gufnis, so he reached his pinnacle, but that's not good, because that's not the goal of life, and therefore then he gets the head there. V'hu ha-satan. V'lekach higia ma'aseh Vashti. So since they had the shlemus of the guf, now that's where the problems begin. V'yisrael higia hatzela al yada. and through her the Jewish people had Hatzalah. Ki zeh shleimus shel Yisrael. Because this all started the wheels rolling, that Esther was brought to be queen, and we all know the end of the story. Spoiler alert, you know, but Esther was appointed queen, and we were saved ultimately because of her good works. Aval umos shleimus shelahem gufni, kamo she'amarnu, v'lakach dovik b'shleimus shelahem ha'eder. V'hu ha'satan, kamo she'ayakan, ki yom ha'shvi ha'zeh, she'ayu bo tachlus shleimus shelahem, kasher hushlam ha'chashverosh ha'melech b'malchuso, v'as ha'su'uda, u'v'shleimus ha'su'uda shelot ha'satan, v'yegi ha'maseh v'ashti. V'hoven ha'dvar ha'mele me'od. The umos, their shleimus is ner gufni, and then their shleimus now is Header, which is the Satan, and this is the Yom HaShvi, Shehaya Botachus Shleimus Shelahem. So now he had a shleimus in his malchus, like the Maharal writes earlier on, Bezos Suda Hayagodov Togodov Vatokov Malchus Achashverosh B'Yoser. And the Gemara Darshins, he was Nisiyashev Daito, that he was Melech, he's Yoshev Akisei Malchus. There were no misnagdim. It was Bishnas Shalosh Lamolcho. He thought that's it. There's going to be no more Malchus Yisrael. And since he thought now he's in the world of Shleimus, and now it's on the seventh day, and he thinks now he's set, he makes the Seuda, and now the Satan comes. So that's the danger. Danger is when you think you have it all, then the Satan shows up. Klal Adover, Ki Tachlis Yisrael Hu Amayle Elokis. The Tachlis of the Jewish people is godliness. Dugma Ladover in the Derech Chaim, he says, in Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalit, Avram Avinu is the beginning of the Jewish people, Yitzchak is the middle, and Yaakov is the Tachlis. Yaakov haya kol yom av bitzara shayin nirdaf ad bisof shayin noch mitzarasai, or mena yadayim lezeh Tachlis v'achris Yisrael. So he was nirdaf, and then he rested. And he says, if that's the case, then Yaakov should have had a lot of good. He only had a little good at the end. But that's why Chazal says, Yaakov vinu lo meis, v'betova nitzlus ha'shalei yisu l'klal. So he's going to live forever, and our goodness is going to be forever. And when Chazal says, Yaakov vinu lo meis, it's talking about in Ruchnius he hasn't died. And this Yaakov vinu lo meis is that he reached his tachlis Ruchnius, and that's the Tachlis of the Jewish people also, that we should have this Maile Lokis, we should be godly, we should be holy. So now when we reach our Shlemus and Gashmias, now we go to the Ruchni. We seek out Divrei Torah. In a different place, he says that the Etzem eating and drinking is Kedusha. Here he says that we eat and drink, we get to go to get Divrei Torah, which is the Shlemus of the Seichel. As the Maharal writes in the Gur Aryeh, Bereishis Perek Chof Dalet, Sofos Tazayin, Tori Shlemus HaSeichel, V'zois HaMayle G'dol Yisrael Asher Lehem HaShlemus HaSeichel Yosef Min HaUmos, Yishlem Shlemus HaSeichel. אבל לאומות שכל ענייניהם גשמי כאשר הם בשלמוס גופן אז מצחילים לדבר דבר משייך לזה ובדבר זה דבר כהדר. So they're bodily people, so they start talking about bodily things, and then the Satan comes. But we are spiritual people, so then we, when we have our shleimus and our body, we go to the spiritual world. Our body is taken care of, we can go to the world of Ruchnias. ודבר זה ולא אז גורם שיקרים לסרוק אשר הם דבקים לגמרי מעל הבדל זה לא כשיש לקים. So we're going to exist, we're going to have a kiyum because we're davik in Hashem, and that's our kiyum. Kedvarim elokim anavdalim yeshlem kiyum, kedvarim asichlim roilem mitzius biyoser v'hena der davik bedvarim asichlim. So when you're in the ruchni world, there's no head there, then we have kiyum. V'roi sheyeh mevi herder lumasolam ashe tachlis shelahem agashmi v'u behefich. So there's no kiyum for the chumri. Physical doesn't last. We see everything that's physical rots and dies. And gashmi is the opposite of the myelin of delos halokis. So while the myelin of delos halokis gives us kiyum, person who's davik in the gashmi, daf adarab, it brings in the opposite. It brings him to a lack of kiyum. It brings him to the hefech. Okay, sweet friends, Baruch Hashem, we've moved forward in our study of the Holy Maharal, an Or Chadash, and we have loads and loads and loads more to do. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should just give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim, lulmod ulelameid, lishmor velasu, lekaimus kol divrei samu terasu v'yahava, amen v'amen, shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.